This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. You are listening to Resource Center. My name is Audrey Raj, and our friends from Open Minds Resources are back with us again for our monthly dose of digital marketing updates. In the studio with us is co-founder of Open Minds, Daryl Tan, and Sophia Chung, the content strategist at Open Minds. Welcome, guys.
Hey. Hi, good back.
So what do we have on this episode of Digital Marketing Updates?
All right, so the last time we've been through a lot of Facebook and Instagram, but this time we're also going to bring you a bit more on Google.
Mm-hmm.
And also an interesting update on WhatsApp that has actually teamed up with a major news site to bring you latest information through your WhatsApp. Right. And so these new platforms, or rather new strategies, these are things that we go through this round.
Okay, so that was a giant teaser for what's
what's
happening after the break,
correct,
right?
Okay, that, stick around.
Okay, well, we're going to kick things off with this Google revamp, I understand.
Correct. So Google, for the longest time, now if you know Google, it's a giant, right?
Mm-hmm.
And of course, one of their best ways of earning money is through ads, yep, right? And their ad platform is pretty much very complex, extremely complex. To a certain extent, even you have a self-serving dashboard, it can be a bit tricky for some people. So I guess Google has noticed that as well. So the new and improved and consolidated advertising ecosystem has kicked in last week, right? On the 24th of July, they have actually launched. So what happened is that they rebranded their whole ad and performance product. Right. And now they branded it into three different divisions or three different silos in that sense: Google Ads, Google Marketing Platform, and Google Ad Manager. Right. So what happens is that essentially they grouped their different sub-products into these categories,
mm-hmm,
for easier understanding and for a more integrated solution or ad process and buying.
So how is this going to work?
So for now, what happens is that everything's going to be the same. But rather, I guess the dashboards and the way you buy ads and how they clumped everything into one will make it more seamless and easier.
Mm-hmm.
So for example, the Google Ads, it's the new Google AdWords actually. So all those out there who are familiar with AdWords, now will be called just Google Ads,
mm-hmm,
right? So, but instead of just being about keywords, it will group all ad products available in Google Search, YouTube, whether it's their Play Store and many more, yeah, into one entity. So it gives way to custom intent audiences, video, photo advertising formats, and more, in which actually it's already there.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they will simplify things from now on as well.
Okay, and the next one is the Google Marketing Platform.
Yeah, so those who are familiar with DoubleClick and the Google Analytics, now this tool will come under one roof called Marketing Platform, right?
Right.
So DoubleClick and Google Analytics will come into one, and this is the regroup. And then, of course, Google Ad Manager.
Mm-hmm.
This will be dedicated to equip publishers with more tools to monetize content, and this groups together DoubleClick for publishers and DoubleClick Ad Exchange.
So what do you think this will do for digital marketers? How is this a good thing for digital marketers?
So I guess if you look at the way they have reorganized these products or their softwares, the keyword here is being more user-friendly,
mm-hmm,
right? They have noticed that it's too complex to a certain extent, and they will probably get acquire a larger base of advertisers,
mm-hmm,
because if you look and versus Facebook, for example, the ad dashboard on Facebook and on Google,
mm-hmm,
Facebook will have a... they have also changed many times to serve laymen or straight to the business owners to buy ads for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess Google is also trying to be more user-friendly, more comprehensive for ad buyers and sellers.
Mm-hmm.
And it groups a lot of separate functions into just one place. So it becomes more optimum.
Yeah,
in
yeah.
their usage.
Makes sense.
Yes.
Yeah.
Correct.
Basically, they're just trying to simplify it. I mean, I think I was speaking to one of our guests a couple of months ago who mentioned that even with the complexities with Google's platform,
yep.
the dashboard, Google and Facebook still cater up to 78% of online ads.
Oh, yes. So, because of their display networks, their partners, Google really earns a lot from their ad platform. And I mean, if you look at it and how they have strategized or equipped or onboard specialists, you can have certs, right? You can have Google AdWords certs and you can be a specialist of ad buying. You can be a specialist in you know, performance ads. So all this, when you it comes together, it's a skill. It's a real skill to have, right? And it's a skill that nowadays a lot of people will pay good money for as well, because performance-based ads or double click or just simply buying on search is a day-to-day operations thing. You optimize it and so on. Therefore, you got so many platforms to look at, so many partners to look at. That's why it's contributed by 70% over.
And contributing to that 70% over is Facebook. Safira, you've got an update for us on Facebook and its Brand Collabs Manager. Tell us more.
Yeah, so I think previously Celine mentioned that Facebook will be coming out with this new search engine for brands and creators to find their way to each other. And now it's here. So this Brand Collabs Manager, it basically helps brands connect with creators to make sponsored content deals based on their audiences, demographics, their interests, their gender, and vice versa for creators. It also helps them to increase their chances of obtaining sponsored deals by these brands by showcasing their own skills and their own portfolio. And it's a pretty significant move from Facebook, I would say, because, I mean, all this while, brands have been, like, trying to find their way to connect across different platforms. And, you know, you had to go through manually checking X amount of Instagram accounts, Facebook accounts, just to find these people. But now it's all happening on one platform.
Okay, so tell us a bit more about how this search engine will be used by both parties.
Okay, so I guess think of it like Pinterest, but instead of looking up like different products or lifestyle inspirations, it's really going through the content and portfolio of various creators. So for brands, they don't like you. They don't only have the option to look up names. They can, as mentioned earlier, they can look up according to the demographics that they want, according to maybe the type of content that they want for their brand. And that's how it narrows down for creators. And for creators, they just have to look up brands. It's almost like you're browsing for jobs, in a sense.
Nice.
To put it straightforward. And also, even for creators, there is a Facebook creator app, which apparently was available in iOS since November. But now it's also available on Android. And so together with that search engine, even includes like a unified inbox of Facebook, Instagram comments, and even Messenger apps.
Right. And how does this change the game? Other than making it easier for everyone.
Well, I think that's the key. It's really a huge time-saving convenience for both ends. Like previously, it's almost like you have to travel through this maze just to find each other. But now it's almost like Facebook is giving them a single rope and they're just both tugging on each end until they find each other. So it's really a one-way street for brands and creators to meet. And it also even offers, like, because there's a lot of direct communication going on, it offers like more accurate information and transparency between these two sites. Yeah.
Okay. And looks like they're taking a cue from Pinterest, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we've always been talking about how Pinterest is doing something right, getting people to go to them when they have an idea in mind and look for more ideas. And I guess, someone's noticed a gap in the market there.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, we're going to take a quick break for some messages right now, but don't go anywhere because when we come back, Daryl Tan and Safira Chong from Open Minds Resources will be talking about a special update to WhatsApp. Digital marketing updates on Resource Center will be right back in a few. BFM 89.9.
Because feelings matter. BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9, this is Resource Centre with me, Audrey Raj. It's the last Tuesday of the month. Can you believe it? It's already the 31st of July. And of course, that means our friends from Open Minds Resources are in the studios with us for digital marketing updates. Co-founder of Open Minds, Daryl Tan, and content strategist of Open Minds, Safira Chong, are in the house today. Guys, there was that special big teaser about a new update to WhatsApp. Can we get on it, please? Put our listeners out of their misery. Daryl, come on.
All right, let's go. So all those who are on WhatsApp, listen up. So, a lot of us are on WhatsApp.
A lot of us, 1.5
okay,
billion
yeah,
of us.
Yeah, just a small amount, 1.5 billion. and we usually drive and use WhatsApp. No, not me, not you. No. Not anyone listening.
Disclaimer here, that is not what you should be doing. Don't
at
ever.
All.
Do not drive and text, please. Okay.
PSA. Yeah, so WhatsApp has been a real paramount or vital communication tool among us, whether it's for friends, for family, for work, right? And we have groups and we are constantly on our WhatsApp. I think we're on WhatsApp more right now compared to even looking into our Facebook or Instagram, because at every point, at every moment you look into your Instagram, there will be, you know, the next app you go to is probably your WhatsApp.
Yeah.
There'll be your friends group texting you. There's work group number one, number two, number three, and probably, you know, I don't know, maybe your boyfriend and girlfriend texting you as well, right?
Yeah, and so, on top of that, we recently had a discussion about how content was being spread during the elections during WhatsApp.
Correct. Yeah. And a lot of news, right? So let's jump straight into it. So I guess this very smart news network called Bloomberg has jumped on WhatsApp, right? And they're actually delivering news to you straight to your WhatsApp, right?
So how,
as like a person, you know?
How is this going to work? They're the first to do this, right?
Yeah. So far, we have found that this news portal, news site, is one of the first to do this on WhatsApp, right? So it's a fairly simple idea. So basically, you just have to sign up for it on Bloomberg.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a button for you to click and you just enter, you link it, you save Bloomberg as a number on your WhatsApp.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just type, you type start, and then you're in, right? And they give you snippets of these news. So I've been on it for about, I think, a good 2 weeks plus right now. So, and of course, the biggest news that's going on right now and being reported most of the time, 80% of the time, is the trade war.
Yes,
right?
Of course.
So you get a lot of updates on that. You get a lot of snippets. Now, you want to read more, they give you a link. And then you just click on the link, you go and read more on their news site, which is smart. Right. Yeah.
So do you get to pick and choose what kind of news you'd like to receive?
Okay, as of now, not really. But you can, if not mistaken, choose breaking news as well. Or I think there's an option for global news. But other than that, they will just send you snippets of news for you. I think it's still very relevant because it's, especially for people in Malaysia, if you want global news and trusted sources, I think this is one way. And plus, again, like we've said at the beginning, you are always on your WhatsApp, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And there's always one news, right, sitting on in my inbox or in my WhatsApp, chat. And a day, probably I receive 2 to 3, depending on how fast the news moves or what kind of breaking news they are. It's pretty interesting because you get photos as well, you get real good snippets, so you just scan through and you know what's going on.
So is it like a short summary that comes in text form, or
yes,
is it does it always come with a link?
It's most of the time comes with a link, which is a good thing because from the business and marketing point of view from Bloomberg, you can open up a whole new avenue of active readers. Right. I think it's smart because you then have a lot of people who opt in. So number one, you opt in. Mean to say, okay, I'm ready to receive news. I'm interested. Right.
Okay.
And then it's fast. It's very, very fast. It's for fast moving people. People are working day and night, you know, but still interested in global news. So it's very, very seamless to a certain extent. And if you've got time, you can just click on the link. And that is somewhat a funnel for Bloomberg, I guess, right? Mm-hmm. Funneling people through this certain niche group of people on WhatsApp, their news readers, and then when you click on the link, I guess it's, you know, it's traffic to their website, right, which is a good thing. And when you land on their website, you know, you tend to probably read a lot of other stuff because of how the website is built, right? It probably suggests new related news, news that you've probably missed, contextual news and so on, right? So it does add a lot of value, I guess, for both Bloomberg and for the end user or the reader.
Right. So when you click on over into the Bloomberg website, I guess everything is easy to read on the mobile?
Yeah, so it's mobile friendly, right? I think a lot of things, yeah. So just touch a bit about mobile and why they go on mobile. I guess it's also because we're in this generation that is mobile first, right? Mm. I think we talked about this before. We're being mobile first. So everything is either an app or web app, or you have a website built and default, you have to be mobile friendly, or you know, you have to be dynamic enough to be mobile optimized, right? And if without that, it almost makes no sense, right? You're reading websites on your mobile probably more than even on your laptop or
that's
equivalent,
true,
right?
Yeah. Also, Bloomberg is known for market news. I mean, have you received any market updates?
If not mistaken, yes, one or two. So you do receive a good breakdown of certain news. I guess it's a lot of trending. Again, I think they're testing this out on breaking news and trending news first. It will be smart, yes, for them in the future to segmentize their readers, I guess. So if you're interested in sports, you know, or you're interested in international trade or digital or tech or, you know, whatever, politics, you'll be able to choose, and probably they can segmentize you into different group of readers.
All right, yeah. And last question. Is there a subscription fee for this?
So far, no. Everything starts off free. So let's just see and enjoy it for now first.
Yeah. And no ads for now too, right?
Right, no ads.
Okay,
correct.
Great. We'll just see how this update progresses in the time to come. And we are down to our final update of the month. This one is from Instagram, right, Sofira?
Yep. So, not too long ago, Instagram came up with the option to add shoppable text on their postings.
Yep.
So now they've decided to expand to stories as well.
Evil Instagram.
More shopping. Mm. So how it works is that there's a shopping bag icon in the stickers column. And once you add that to your video or your photo, followers can basically just tap on it and there will be details. And the beauty about this is that no longer do you have to, you take down the details, open a separate browser just to shop on the website. It all happens in Instagram. You don't even have to leave the app at all.
That's what they want you to do. They want you to live in that app,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, it works because Instagram reported that 300 million of its users are basically on Instagram stories every single day.
Wow.
And so this gives brands like an even wider reach to get to their followers and their consumers. And for consumers to seamlessly purchase products, like, it works both ways.
Can you give me a description of how this is going to look visually?
I would think because video format is very popular nowadays, and so people can really get creative with even adding GIFs, photos, video formats. And you would just, let's say you would have your product front and center and you can just add the shopping tag. Or I'm not sure if you can even add the tag to movable objects yet. Mm. I'm not sure. Maybe you can pin it.
Mm.
Yeah, so it's up to the brands to get creative what they can do.
So this is already available, right? Do we know if any brands are taking to this?
Currently, it's more of the higher end. So we have Adidas, we have Aritzia, Louis Vuitton.
Wow.
So I think they are just testing it out first, but Instagram is actively like rolling it out to more brands to use. Yeah.
And why is this good news to digital marketers?
Well, because as mentioned earlier, there's such a huge audience in one single app. So Instagram has become such a great arsenal for consumers waiting to be at the brand's disposal, basically. Mm. It's just another great platform to be on. It has such a wide reach. And with this one-stop shopping option, it's really optimal for both brands and consumers as well.
Wow. Okay. That means a lot more hours spent on Instagram for some of us. I'm not mentioning
more money going out.
evil Instagram. Okay, so I guess that is a wrap for this month's digital marketing update on Resource Center. Thank you once again, guys, co-founder of Open Minds, Daryl Tan, and content strategist of Open Minds, Safira Chong. Remember, our friends from Open Minds will be back again the same time next month for another episode of Digital Marketing Updates. But if you missed out on any part of this episode or would like to catch up on the ones before, where we spoke about the elections, or where we spoke about WhatsApp, or where we spoke about many other things, go catch up on the episodes via our podcast, available on the BFM app and of course the BFM website, bfm.mind. And of course, if you're interested in the works by our friends at Open Minds Resources, go check out their website, openmindsresources.com. Coming up in the next hour, it's Enterprise Biz Bites. Rich Bradbury and gang will be bringing you some interesting SME and tech related news as per usual, and it's always a fun time on Biz Bites, so stay tuned for that. My name is Audrey Raj, and on behalf of Daryl Tan and Safira Chong from Open Minds Resources, thank you for listening. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.